I know what you're thinking. Why the hell haven't I left my husband yet? I know. But it's not that easy. He owns my ass, my little business, my house, the kids, everything. It's his. And if I leave, I have nothing. No one. It's been a week since he cheated on me. In front of me. He tied me up. And he forced me to watch him, my best friend, fuck like bunnies. I tried my hardest to sleep. I don't know where my husband is. He told me he was going out for drinks. And it's getting later and later. I hear the front door open. And someone's walking up the stairs. No, wait, two people. I panic, shoving the duvet around my ears. The door opens and they laugh. I think they strip. And then they get into bed with me. They reek of booze. And I'm grateful that they fall asleep. My husband next to me, curled up to her. I try and curl up to him, but he shoulders me off. I'm almost asleep. And the bed starts rocking. Slowly at first, then more intense. Wet noises assault my ears. And the smell of sex wafting up the covers. They moan, gradually getting louder. Until it can't be ignored. I grab onto my husband's shoulder and whisper in his ear, please stop. Please don't do this to me. I beg, but his thrust becomes stronger and harder. I'm pissed and brazen. I pull at his hips, fruitlessly trying to disjoin them. But he's just too strong for me, and he gets annoyed too. His wife fighting him as he's trying to fuck someone else. He grabs my hand. He's going to shove me away, but instead, he rethinks and he grips it tight. And then he pulls it forward and he makes me feel. I whimper when my hand touches the joint flesh. He holds my wrist tight and makes me feel along his soaking wet balls, his steadily moving shaft. And then I struggle, but he's just too strong for me. And he makes me feel her. Her big, perfect pussy. The one he loves more than mine. And he makes me touch it. She gasps and shakes. She spreads her legs wider. I push my face into his back, my tears wet in it. And he strokes my hand up and down her sex. Then he rubs my finger over her clit. My ring finger. She gasps, and he joins our marriage hands together, getting his mistress, my best friend, off with my wedding ring, bumping it over her clit, over and over, getting her off. I feel broken, my marriage based on lies. And they get closer and closer to orgasm. And he suddenly turns over, lying on his back, with her on top. She starts riding him backwards, touching her breasts, putting on a show. My husband grips my hair, and he pulls me, forcing me in between their open thighs, and pushing my head towards their fucking. He tells me to suck. She giggles, and I give up. I kiss his balls, I lick them, encouraging him in his orgasm. He tells me to go higher, and I do. I lick the place where they emerged. I lick the place where my husband violates his vow. Higher again, he tells me. And I know now. I know what I am. I am his weak wife, the one who can't satisfy her husband. I'm here to look after his children, the house, to get them off. He forces my face into a cunt, and I lap up the foreign taste. Taste of two of them combined, licking her swollen bud until she comes right in my face and all over my husband's cock. And he's right behind her, shoving into her as he comes. She lies back, satisfied, my husband's arm around her, his other hand guiding me back to her cunt. But I struggle and my hair pulls and I squeak and he pulls me harder. And he shoves my face into a sloppy cunt, making me lick it all up. drink his cum from her pussy and clean them both off.